Hachette Audio presents Always on My Mind, written by Jill Shalvis, read by Annie Green. To all the real-life firefighters out there, you are true heroes. And to the people in the field who gave me so much help on the research and shared some amazing stories, I'm forever grateful. Mississippi Commissioner of Insurance and State Fire Marshal, Mike Cheney. The Mississippi State Fire Marshal's Office. Chief Deputy Fire Marshal Ricky Davis. Deputy James Jimmy Jackson, Fire Marshal Supervisor. State Deputy Fire Coordinator, Brad Smith. Chapter 1. Saying that she went to the annual firefighters' charity breakfast for pancakes was like saying she watched baseball for the game, when everyone knew that you watched baseball for the guys in tight uniform pants. But this time, Leah Sullivan really did want pancakes. She also wanted her grandma to live forever, world peace, and hey, while she was making wishes, she wouldn't object to being sweet-talked out of her clothes sometime this year. But those were all issues for another day. Mid-August was hinting at an Indian summer for the Pacific Northwest. The morning was warm and heading toward hot as she walked to the already crowded pier. The people of Lucky Harbor loved a get-together, and if there was food involved, and cute firefighters to boot, well, that was just a bonus. Leah accepted a short stack of pancakes from Tim Dennison, a firefighter from Station Number 24. He was a rookie, fresh from the academy, and at least 5 years younger than her. But that didn't stop him from sending her a wink. She took in his beachy, "I belong on a Gap ad campaign" appearance, and waited for her good parts to flutter. They didn't. For reasons unknown, her good parts were on vacation, and had been for months. Okay, so not for reasons unknown, but not wanting to go there, not today. She blew out a breath and continued down the length of the pier. Picnic tables had been set up, most of them full of other Lucky Harbor locals supporting the firefighters' annual breakfast. Leah's friend, Allie Winters, was halfway through a huge stack of pancakes, eyeing the food line as if considering getting more. Leah plopped down beside her. "You eating for two already?" "Bite your tongue." Allie aimed her fork at her, along with a pointed, "don't mess with me" look. "I've only been with Luke for 2 months. Pregnant."
Sample complete. Ready to continue?